Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Bernice King says you better put some respect on her mama's name.
Now, I know that's right, y'all. And it looks like things are getting a little nasty between exes Teyana Taylor and Iman Sharpe.
Also, 50 Cent declares no one will be touching his magic stick this year. Ooh. But we got a new face with us today. TV host from Fox 2 News Detroit, the one and only Mario Lewis in the house. Yay. Welcome to Dish, Mario.
What up, though? Thank you for having me. Looking forward to dishing with you guys.
Yes. Same here. Same here.
All right.
All right, Mario, I don't know how Fox 2 in Detroit is, but listen, here you have to watch out because their shade can come from anywhere, especially from over on your left.
Oh,
just be wary.
It's cold in the D, so if Gary's cool, I'm going to be cool.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Lord. All right. Well, let's kick things off with sending a huge congratulations to my girl, Angela Bassett, who finally was presented with an honorary Academy Award last night at the Governor's Awards, y'all. Mm. Woo! Regina King presented the Oscar to Angela as the 65-year-old received her award. She planted a big old wet one right on Regina's lips, y'all. Take a look.
Oh.
I love it.
Oh, that's a peck.
It was a peck. Y'all make me sound like it was so juicy.
Like,
it was,
like the Madonna and, like, you know, Christina Aguilera kiss.
Yeah, Madonna,
like,
Christina,
two,
and
like
Britney kiss.
Yes.
This was, like, endearing.
So cute.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, but it was funny. But y'all acting like this is a great thing. And I love it. I'm happy for Miss Bassett. But y'all remember, this was honorary. It ain't like, damn it, she won it. That was like a consolation prize.
But you think
mad people who haven't had the opportunity to get it?
I don't think it's right. I mean, she definitely deserves this, but I wanted her to have her moment on the big stage, on the big night, in front of everybody, not months later.
We need to get excited about her getting a Soul Train Award or something, like we're getting excited
about. She don't do music, Gary.
Well, that's what it's for.
She should get an honorary Soul Train Award. Just on the strip. Because she sang the hell out of them Tina Turner songs and What's Love Got to Do With It.
But do they say honorary every time they introduce her now?
Yeah.
Probably not.
They're not
going to. Academy Award
winning actress. Like, there's an asterisk next to the name.
Honorary Academy Award.
Exactly.
That's not cool.
Do y'all remember when Adrian Brody, he won the Oscar and Halle Berry presented it to him, and then he just, like, snatched her face out of nowhere and put the big one on her? Do y'all remember that a few years ago?
It was awkward.
This didn't get me awkward
at all. No, this was very sweet.
This was sweet.
I don't think she invited that.
I think they're friends as well.
It's almost like it was the year of the lesbian. I don't like that.
It did not look like that. And every year is the year of the lesbian. Okay?
All right. From Regina King to Kariska King,
Jesus.
Y'all better put some respect on the late icon's name, okay? So Miss Bernice King entered the chat about her mama's name being tossed everywhere after Jonathan Luther King Major's been out here demanding white women to act like Coretta and then finally declaring Megan Good as his Coretta. And here's what she had to say.
Come on.
My mother wasn't a prop. She was a peace advocate before she met my father and was instrumental in him speaking out against the Vietnam War. Please understand, my mama was a force.
Oh, you read that.
Okay,
Yes.
All right, she cleared her honey. Let me translate this for y'all. Basically, she said, can't nobody ever be like my mama. So keep her name out your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
All right.
He should have told this girl, hold me down like Margaret Thatcher. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that people ain't gonna fact check as much. You know what I mean?
You know what's killing me though?
What?
Megan Good posted a video yesterday of her working out, and people are in the comment section talking about, yeah, you're so strong, Coretta. Coretta. Look at Coretta getting strong and staying by her cane.
There's no way. There's no way that relationship is going to last.
No.
I think so.
There's a number of months
left on this.
I think
there's an expiration date on this, kind of like a trial period when you, like, sign up for a program.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. They started their courtship in court. I don't see how long. I don't see that last.
Maybe he just misheard the studio when they called him and said, we want you to play Kang.
Oh,
and he thought
Lord.
They meant Kang Martin Luther. And not Kang the Conqueror. That's what I think.
Did y'all see all the pictures of people photoshopping him into pictures with Martin Luther King and Coretta?
No.
Interesting about those photos is he still dresses like someone from the 1800s, though.
Colonial.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
His boot collection is 3 centuries older than him. It's crazy.
He's always dressed like he's about to tell you that the British are coming.
Yeah. Right.
Well, moving on. It looks like Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert's divorce is about to get a little nasty, y'all. In court docs, Teyana's accusing her estranged husband of being negligent with their 2 young daughters. She claims in the past, Iman has failed to feed the kids while they were in his care. She accused him of being under the influence of alcohol and marijuana.
Lord.
Teyana gave another example of his neglect. Like the time she said Iman packed the girls in the rideshare and they had to travel alone.
Yeah.
But he was going to the same place.
Yeah.
Well, not really bad.
What?
It's kind of terrible.
No, you let them have, they want to have their own car probably to play in and stuff like
that. No, was a stranger.
Is there a chance that she's just like putting these out here just to really drive the screws into the divorce? Because it's like one thing for a kid to show up at her house and be like, I'm hungry, and then for that to turn into dad didn't feed me at all.
I don't think so because we've heard this before. We kind of just like kept skipping past it. But we heard this when we were doing reports early on, but then it kind of like went under the rug. So now they're in court and things are really like coming out. I think this is one instance or however many instances this is true.
But kids will be quiet while like they're under the watchful eye of one person and wait for the other parent to come home. Mommy, daddy didn't feed us all day. Yep. Because you didn't say anything all day because you was on your little stupid
iPad.
Excuse me,
the daddy should not have to ask. The kids shouldn't have to say, can we eat?
Right.
Sometimes you got to.
No, the daddy should know it's time for the kids to eat. If you eat a piece of pizza, give them some.
Yeah, but she said he smoked marijuana and drank.
Which means he eat all day.
He probably don't remember the day.
Which means what?
Which means he eats all day.
He possibly ate all the snacks.
You got the monkey.
Daddy ate all the snacks.
Looks like 50 Cent is retiring his magic stick.
Ooh.
Temporarily. Now 50 took to social media to reveal that he's practicing abstinence. Now he wrote, my new idea is so big, I don't got time to be distracted. I'm practicing abstinence. I've been meditating and focusing on my goals. I hope this new year helps you excel to the next level. Me unit. See, I don't know if, like, abstinence means he ain't gonna play for the Yankees either. Like, you know, if he's just going, like, straight cold turkey.
That's what I was like, because I'm like, he just said abstinence. He didn't say from who.
Right.
So.
What are we alleging out here? What are you...
What if he's not even meaning from sex? Does abstinence always mean from sex?
You can abstain from drinking.
It could be from liquor, from weed.
Oh, I thought it was always sex. I was hoping it was from shade.
No,
need that shade in our life, man.
Have any of you guys decided to make that one of your New Year's goals, to stay away from sex?
Nope.
Or be abstinent or whatever?
Absolutely
I didn't have to be
not.
There.
Huh?
What? I didn't have to be abstinent to stay away from sex. So
Gary's not practicing. He's a professional.
He's mastered the art. Now, 50 ain't the only one. Glorilla's attempted to start the new year off with a brief celibacy journey as well. But she told her fans she's already struggling after her first week.
Wow. Mm. I'd love to have those problems.
What is it like to be like, I don't want to sleep with anyone, but they just keep throwing themselves at me? It's so difficult.
I can't relate.
Really?
With the abstinence part?
No, with people throwing themselves at me, I just can't relate.
Yeah.
Because you don't be in your DMs the way you're supposed to be in your DMs.
You don't be in the right place, honey.
You were just talking to a king and a prince.
Yeah, like, so last year I only did the thing like 3 times.
And you're having all your back teeth pulled, so I mean, think about it.
So that's going to make her life better.
Wow.
You're going to be able to offer up that Nemo.
That is so low for you to bring up my
oral
service.
And that was between us.
Goodness.
Listen, sometimes the tooth hurts. You know, the tooth hurts, Jesse.
I'm not telling y'all nothing no more.
Okay, all right, y'all. Up next, Corey Bierman wants Kim Zolciak to show him the money. Uh-oh. We'll explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all, it is no secret that Kim Zolciak and her estranged hubby, Croy, are going through some major financial hardships. So much so that Kim has had a modern-day yard sale online of her luxury shoes, her clothing, and her bag collection worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, my man Croy has just one question. Show me the money! Croy claims none of the purse profits have gone to their huge marital debt, and he allegedly, allegedly, Kim claims that she has been paying their bills solo for years, yikes, and Croy hasn't seen any of the money because it went to buying Christmas presents for the kids.
Ooh, well, maybe this was the year you were supposed to have a very mid-Christmas. You know what I mean? Especially if you're in a struggle.
Yeah
that's ridiculous.
I've always kind of felt bad for Croy, but also, it's like, you ain't got no job, Tommy? No.
She need to go on Batty South.
Can you picture her on the show with, like, Krishan and them?
Oh, my Lord.
Punching her in the head every day?
It's going to go not well, but no. I'd watch it.
No, of
course
that
would finally make me watch the show.
Oh, my God.
Well, moving on, it's time for...
Did see this coming!
Well, some people did see this coming. So, thanks to a new show TMZ presents, UFO Revolution, we have now seen some exclusive, never-before-seen footage of what some are claiming to be an extraterrestrial. Now, UFO Revolution is a three-part docuseries streaming on Tubi, and its first episode aired last night showing footage of what officials believe to be a never-before-seen unidentified aerial phenomenon, or UAP, named the jellyfish. Now, this is sourced by this documentarian by the name of Jeremy Corbel. Let's check out the beautiful beam footage.
You see that there's a dog there. You see the animals are black. I'm assuming this is black hot. You see the object just went to white, and you'll see it going from white to black.
I definitely went out with a dude that looked like that last week.
Really? What? Did he disappear like that thing?
Yeah.
I mean, they said something about one being in Miami last month.
Yeah, he was down
at
the mall.
And it's supposed to be real tall at the mall, and all the police came. Where's the photos?
Yeah.
Can I see?
I think all them phones got took.
Yeah.
Marielle, what you think about
it? A lot of people said in the mall in Miami that they had videos, and when they got home, their phones had been remotely wiped. I mean, what if that's true? There's got to be aliens.
What if that's true?
Y'all not excited about, like, seeing, like, new things? Like, y'all not tired of humans?
It really kind of depends on how sexy the alien is, you know? Like, can we get a sexy alien?
I'm saying.
Not you have a sexy alien with, like, 10 long toes.
Yeah, why not?
I was thinking that,
and be willing to smash.
Let me clap these alien cheeks for science. I will do it. I'm the head of research here for Dish Nation.
I see.
And I'll do it for all of humanity, really.
That's Tanner Kirk over there.
Yeah.
He might be onto something, because if the ones in Miami were 8-9 feet tall, they were at the mall. Jesse, I'm like, what size shoes did they wear?
Oh, my God.
Let's just say,
you know what they say, Murray, about big feet, honey.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're a clown.
Wait,
I never heard that. I heard something else about big feet.
Let's just say that for me, the F in UFO is not going to stand for flying.
Oh, my Lord. Cut the cameras, please.
Oh, my God.
Unidentified fondled object. Make sure you check out TMZ Presents UFO Revolution on Tubi with two remaining episodes premiering tonight and tomorrow.
Wow. Coming up next, Garcelle Beauvais reveals why men might be afraid to date her. Keep it locked right here to find out why.
My sister, not my Haitian sister.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
All right, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tons of people love the Real Housewives shows, but if you think that makes it easier for you to date, you'd be wrong. Most Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Garcelle Beauvais told Jennifer Hudson that the reality show doesn't make it easy for her to make love connections.
Oh, wow.
Check it out.
How do you feel about dating? Been on a reality TV show.
That's tricky because not everybody wants to be on a reality show. You know what I mean?
That is true.
But I have a full life. When the man comes, he comes.
Period. She said what she said.
And she's like still kind of on a high shelf for most people to reach. You know what I mean? Yeah, at the end of the day, like, yeah, you're a little bit more accessible because you're on that reality show, but you're still Garcelle, you know, Beauvais. Mm-hmm. And most people don't even know where to run into her at.
Right.
And shooting a shot in the DMs, they ain't going to work.
A lot of men are intimidated by women on her level. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard to approach someone like that when the camera's around.
But don't you think that, like, they would ask her ex-husband what type of woman she is?
Why would they do that?
That's a probably terrible reference.
Because you need to know about somebody, go to their ex.
He won't give a good reference if they're not together anymore.
They're still friends. Yeah. They got the two boys together, Jax and Jade, and so like they're still friends.
I'm sure he's not gonna be like, yeah, go holler at her. That's still his kid's mom.
Garcelle does like a swirl, so I'd like to see her.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, that's true. That's true. Her ex.
I would like to see her with someone like maybe a little bit older, like me. No, I don't want to insert myself in that couple. Let's see her with someone like a Kevin Costner, like someone who's like established.
And Kevin Costner love him some chocolate.
But he's with somebody new now.
They together?
Yeah, he's with somebody.
I didn't know how serious they were.
Robin Thicke.
Oh,
he always got a plate at the barbecue.
But he back on the inside.
No, but he's with somebody. He got a whole new wife and child.
Oh, never mind.
She leaned into the Erica Jane relationship. I'm thinking much, much older. Mm. I think she's fine with that.
Oh.
I just don't know.
Somebody more settled.
Yeah.
Who's like filthy rich and about to die that we could hook ourselves up with?
Somebody like that.
Yeah. Not about to die. Jesus.
Like 2 or 3 years.
All right. Okay. Garcelle, we're going to keep looking.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, y'all. White Lotus star Lucas Gage recently split from his husband, Kim Kardashian's hairstylist / bestie, Chris Appleton. And he's not wasting any time because he's reportedly on the dating app Hinge, y'all.
Oh,
TMZ
Lord.
Caught up with him and asked why he wasn't on the celebrity dating app Raya. And he took the chance to throw a little shade at his ex. Lucas said, the real ones, we don't need any more influencers. We're good.
Ooh.
We've already done that.
Ooh. Wow. Well, I mean, how do y'all feel about dating influencers?
I wouldn't know about the info, but I want to know about these dating sites, Raya and what's the other one, Luca?
Well, Hinge is for hinging.
If he's not using his Raya app, can I have his password for the weekend?
Right.
I mean, there's a long waiting list for Raya. You can't get on Raya.
I have it on my phone, but I never got in.
But as a famous person, wouldn't you want to date a whole bunch of relatively unknowns? Because they're going to be so starstruck that you're like there,
not if they don't
right?
know who you are.
So, okay, Kim Kardashian, the guy that was with her was her hairstylist.
Yeah.
She married this guy, right?
He officiated.
They got married, right. So that was only so Kim could officiate the wedding, and then the makeup artist dumped the boyfriend, pretty
that
much.
That would seem like.
So that's probably why he said the real ones. Because he got played just for TV.
Oh, so you knew all the tea. Okay.
I read the prep.
Okay. Oh, is that what that is?
Up next, then, y'all, baby, Miss Cheryl Burke, honey, is spilling some trashy Dancing with the Stars, see, baby. We'll explain after the break.
Wow. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So, if you've ever watched Dancing with the Stars, you know that the big prize at the end is a mirror ball trophy.
Yes.
But dance pro Cheryl Burke, who won season 2 and season 3, claims that the early trophies weren't so cute. Oh my God. She said this, it's so cheap. The second season and the third season of the mirror ball trophies were made up of lampshades. That's why mine is completely like in the trash because the mirrors have fallen off one by one.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. That is disappointing because they pay good money for people to be on those shows.
And it looks expensive.
Yeah, that's why they didn't have money for trophies.
You know Emmett Smith is fixing his mirror ball trophy. He's real proud of that thing. He's gluing those little mirrors back on.
Oh, he bubble wrapped his when he took it home.
Probably has it in a climate control room so the glue never gets soaked.
Yes.
What was she doing with it that the mirrors fell off? Like you just put it on the mantle and you leave it there. Look at my trophies, everyone.
So why is she doing this at this point? She don't got good relations with the show?
So Lynn Goodwin was one of the judges on Dancing with the Stars from the very beginning, and he passed away, and evidently she wasn't invited.
She didn't get invited to the funeral?
She wasn't invited to the special.
Oh, to the funeral special?
I would feel a certain way if I was on that show for seasons with this man and I won those seasons and then I can't even get an invite to the special.
Yeah. That's like if one of us pass away and you invite me to the funeral, you think I'm not going to be salty about that? I'm going to talk about this set.
You shouldn't be.
I'm going to talk about these cheap tables.
Oh, Jesse.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.